Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus imperat.
Christus vincit, Christus.
I'd like to bring you some excerpts from the Holy Father focusing on the year for priests, as well as the words of the Procurator General of the Dominicans, Father Robert Ombres. During his weekly general audience on the 14th of April 2010, Benedict XVI highlighted how the first duty of a priest is to teach. In a society where, he stressed, there's an educational emergency, one where there's confusion as to the fundamental choices in life, where we ask ourselves questions as to what the world is, where we're going, what we must do in order to do good, how we should live, and what the truly pertinent values are. Why not listen to the Pope's words on that occasion in a translation read for us by Sean Patrick Lovett.
There are numerous fundamental decisions on how to live, because collectively we no longer know from what and for what we have been made and where we're going. In this context, the words of the Lord who took pity on the throng because the people were like sheep without a shepherd came true. The Lord had noticed this when he saw the thousands of people following him in the desert. Because in the diversity of the currents of that time, they no longer knew what the true meaning of Scripture was, what God was saying. The Lord, moved by compassion, interpreted God's word. He himself is the word of God, and thus provided an orientation.
Father Robert Ombres pointed precisely to this trend in his own experience.
All of us priests have been given much to reflect on, as well as all Catholics really, on the meaning, the place of the priesthood in the Church today. And as it happens, I am a Dominican. And for me then, it's at two levels. One is the meaning of being a priest at all, and then of being a priest in this particular way within the Dominican vocation. And I would say that as a Dominican priest, three elements of a priesthood have struck me particularly. The first is the renewed stress on the importance of preaching and teaching more widely in the ministry of priests. And obviously, as a Dominican member of the Order of Preachers, this resonates with me. It's also a reminder that we're not here to preach about ourselves or our own thought experiments, but to give the listeners, those at prayer, the truth. And Pope Benedict, in relation to the year of a priest, the year for priests, has stressed this element of truth, which we must always give. Truth happens to be one of the mottos of my religious order. So this is an aspect of a priesthood which struck with me.
The priest's voice may often seem to be the voice of one crying in the wilderness, but his prophetic power consists precisely in this, in never conforming to any dominant culture or mindset, but rather in showing the one newness that can bring about an authentic and profound renewal of the human being. That is, that Christ is the living one. He is the close God, the God who works in the life and for the life of the world and gives us the truth, the way to live.
The priesthood is the response to the Lord's call, to his will,
in order to become a herald of his truth, not a personal truth, but of his truth.
Della sua verità.
Father Ambrose also stressed what Pope Benedict referred to during another Wednesday audience, this time on May the 5th, as the priest's second duty, that of sanctifying people, above all through the sacraments and true worship, something no man can do on his own, the Holy Father noted, by relying on his own power. An essential part of the priest's grace is the gift, the task of creating this contact, achieved in a particularly concentrated manner in the sacraments. But let's listen to Father Ambrose as he highlights this second aspect, pinpointing in particular the sacrament of reconciliation.
Another element, I think, of importance in this year is that we must never forget that the high priest, the mediator, is Jesus Christ. And this both sets a limit to how priests consider themselves and is also an immense dignity and privilege, and it brings with it great responsibility. With being ordained then, as a priest, must come a constant desire to be closer and closer to Christ, for whom we minister, with whom we minister, because of course Christ is not absent. We're not professionals, bureaucrats, offering people our expertise, although that may be involved. Chiefly, we're ministers of this great high priest that we have, Jesus Christ. And I think to rediscover all that as priests and to offer it with renewed vision and vigour, humility in front of our own weaknesses, never presuming on our own strength, wanting to be closer and closer to Christ, who, as the head of a church, we're his ministers as head of a church in what we do. Basically then, I would say that in the year of the priest, or for the priest, we should become more and more what we are. As I've mentioned, St. John Vianney has in some way been chosen as the patron of this year of priests, for priests. And what one notices in him, which is a great inspiration and an example and a stimulus to improve, to grow, is dedication, is the desire to be available to people, even at a cost to oneself. Because the priest who celebrates Mass is also participating in the self-giving of Christ in his own lesser way, of self-giving of himself. And this should have practical consequences in how the priest makes himself available to those in need. The many hours in the confessional of St. John Vianney, that must be a lesson that we should want to experience directly, sacramentally, the forgiveness, the grace, the mercy which comes to us from God through Jesus Christ.
Giusta interpretazione della pastorale sacramentale è ancora San Giovanni Maria Vianney.
St. John Mary Vianney is exemplary with regard to the correct interpretation of the sacramental ministry. One day, to a man who was saying that he had no faith and wished to ask him about it, the parish priest answered, "My friend, you're not really speaking to the right person. I don't know how to reason, but if you need some comfort, sit there." And he pointed to the ever-present stool in the confessional. And believe me, many others have sat there before you and have had nothing to regret.
E credetemi che molti altri vi si sono messi prima di voi e non ebbero a pentirsene.
And while my thanks there go to Father Ombres, Procurator General of the Dominicans, what I'd like to do now is go back to a recent encounter the Holy Father enjoyed with the priests and religious of Portugal during his apostolic visit to their nation in May 2010, one which took place in the Basilica of the Holy Trinity at the Marian Shrine of Fatima, an occasion during which, speaking in Portuguese, he encouraged all present to be faithful and loyal to their vocations as disciples who wish to follow the Lord, highlighting how their witness is needed today. Let's listen.
Muitos dos nossos irmãos vivem como se não houvesse além, sem se importar com a própria salvação eterna.
Many of our brothers and sisters live as if there were nothing beyond this life, and without concern for their eternal salvation. Men and women are called to know and love God, and the Church has the mission to assist them in this calling. It is important to assist one another with prayer, helpful advice, and discernment. Be especially attentive to those situations where there is a certain weakening of priestly ideals or dedication to activities not fully consonant with what is proper for a minister of Jesus Christ. Then is the time to take a firm stand with an attitude of warm, fraternal love, as brother assisting his brother to remain on his feet.
A sofrer a que vos quiserdes todo o resto da vida.
On this occasion, a mere month away from the end of this year dedicated in a special way to priests, the Pope entrusted and consecrated priests to the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Let your presence cause new blooms to burst forth in the desert of our loneliness. Let it cause the sun to shine on our darkness. Let it restore calm after the tempest, so that all mankind shall see the salvation of the Lord, who has the name and the face of Jesus, who is reflected in our hearts forever, united to yours.
Ao vosso, assim seja.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.